Section 1. Introduction. Riding a motorcycle is an enjoyable and challenging pastime. The safest thing you can do for your family and your own safety is to take a motorcycle safety course and get a Class M driver's license. The more you know, the better it gets. Classes are available for both new and experienced riders. Successful completion of a basic rider course will waive any further testing at the Department of Motor Vehicles. Visit www.nevadarider.com or call the Nevada Rider Motorcycle Safety Program at 800-889-8779 to find a motorcycle safety course in your area. A motorcycle is defined as a motor vehicle equipped with a seat or saddle designed to travel with no more than three wheels in contact with the ground. A trimobile is defined as every motor vehicle designed to travel with three wheels in contact with the ground, at least one of which is power-driven. This does not include a motorcycle with a sidecar. A moped is defined as a motor-driven scooter or cycle propelled by a small engine which produces no more than 2 gross brake horsepower and has a displacement of no more than 50 cubic centimeters or no more than 1500 watts of final output. It also cannot be designed to travel with more than 3 wheels in contact with the ground and cannot reach a maximum speed of more than 30 miles per hour. Moped owners must register their mopeds with the DMV. Moped registration is a one-time fee to help prevent against theft. You need a Nevada Class M driver's license if you live in Nevada and want to operate a motorcycle on Nevada streets and highways. To get your motorcycle license or instruction permit, you need to complete a DMV-002 application for driving privileges or ID card or CDL-002 application for commercial driving privileges at any DMV office. You may also need to present documents as described in Documents You Will Need section of the Class C Nevada Driver's Handbook. Note: a Class M license is not required when operating a vehicle that meets the definition of a trimobile. You may operate a trimobile while holding any class of license without any endorsements or restrictions. You need to know and understand your motorcycle's controls and equipment such as choke, gear shift, brakes, starter, throttle, ignition and clutch. You may take your motorcycle skills test on any motorcycle, you do not need to use your own. The test will include normal starts and stops, quick turns, and other maneuvers. You are required to wear a helmet when riding your motorcycle or moped. If your motorcycle does not have a windshield or screen, you need to wear a protective face shield or goggles. Note: if you have a valid motorcycle license or endorsement from another state and are switching to a Nevada license, the skills test may be waived. The motorcycle endorsement may be added to your Nevada license if you have a certificate of completion from an approved Motorcycle Safety Foundation, MSF, course that has not been expired for more than 1 year. Motorcycle Instruction Permit Requirements. If you have failed the DMV-administered motorcycle skills test 2 or more times, you will be permanently denied future motorcycle instruction permit privileges. When you use your instruction permit, you must be in direct visual supervision of a licensed driver who has a valid motorcycle license, is at least 21 years old, has held a motorcycle license for at least 1 year, ride in daylight hours only, not carry passengers, not drive on freeways or other high-speed roads, 18 years of age and older. Permits are valid for 6 months from the date of issuance and can only be renewed once in a 5-year period. To complete your permit, you must successfully pass the DMV-administered skills test, or present a certificate, dated within 1 year, showing successful completion of a course in motorcycle safety. Note: you do not need an instruction permit to take the DMV-administered skills test. Under 18 years of age. Permits issued to individuals under 18 years of age are valid for 1 year from the date of issuance. You may renew your permit as many times as needed, but it will expire on your 18th birthday. To complete your permit, you must present a certificate, dated within 1 year, showing successful completion of a course in motorcycle safety, and submit a DLD-130, beginner experience drive log, with 50 hours logged. Note: If no course is offered within a 30-mile radius of your residence, you may complete the DLD-130 with an additional 50 hours experience and must take and pass the DMV-administered motorcycle skills test. If you are under 18, you must have a parent or guardian with you at the DMV to sign the financial responsibility statement on the application. Motorcycle traffic laws. Motorcyclists have the same rights and responsibilities as other drivers in Nevada. There are also some special conditions. Motorcyclists must wear helmets in Nevada. Protective face shields or goggles are also required unless the motorcycle is equipped with a windshield or screen. Motorcyclists have the right to use a complete traffic lane. Motorcyclists may not pass or ride next to another vehicle in the same travel lane. Motorcycles may not be driven between vehicles in adjacent lanes even if the vehicles are stopped. There is an exception to this law for police officers, NRS 486.351. After complying with the requirements to stop at a traffic signal and prior to the crosswalk, a motorcyclist may proceed straight through or turn left or right if two cycles of the applicable traffic lights have been completed due to light malfunction or the light not being triggered by the presence of a motorcycle. No other device prohibits such turns. The motorcyclist yields the right of way to pedestrians and other traffic proceeding as directed by the traffic signals at the intersection. Moped traffic laws. Moped operators must abide by the same traffic laws as motorcycles. Additionally, moped operators have more responsibilities based on the limitations of their vehicle. Moped operators must remain in the extreme right-hand lane of any road unless there is a single lane of traffic. Preparing to make a left turn, turn must be made within 1/4 mile from entering lane. When driving in the extreme right-hand lane would not be safe, or directed by a police officer. Moped operators and passengers are required to wear helmets in the state of Nevada. NRS 486.231. Pairing up. Per Nevada Revised Statutes 486.351, three motorcycles and mopeds may, with the consent of the drivers, be operated no more than two abreast in a single traffic lane. Without the consent of the other driver, motorcycles cannot ride side by side and must remain in a staggered formation. Although state law allows riders to ride two abreast, the preferred formation is staggered. Motorcycle equipment. In Nevada, motorcycles are required to be equipped with the following. Headlights, at least one and no more than two. Taillight, must be a red taillight that can be seen for 500 feet. Stoplight or brake light, visible for 300 feet in daylight. Reflector, at least one rear reflector visible for 300 feet when lit with low beams. Brakes, front and rear. Electric turn signals, front and rear signals required for all motorcycles manufactured after January 1, 1973. Rearview mirrors, one rearview mirror on each handlebar. Fenders, on front and back wheels. Footrests, adjustable to fit passengers. Horn. Muffler.